You gotta laugh with John and Fred, a prime example.
The Bible says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God.
Hey, turn that radio off, will you? All that religious junk gets on my nerves. And you can't be jumpy when you're trimming limbs 70 feet up in a pine tree.
Why does the preacher bother you?
He's saying it's foolish not to believe in God. I think you're a fool if you do. And any dummy would know that if there is a God, he wouldn't put up with his own son being killed. If you let somebody else tell you what to believe, you're in for a big letdown. Just use your head.
Well, always
look out for number one, and you'll be fine. Good grief, man, what is it?
You're sawing off the limb you're sitting on.
What?
Looks like he saw it all wrong.
You gotta laugh. Brought to you by John and Fred. Visit our website at primeexample.com.
And now, an End Times update.
Well, almost every month sees another entry into our End Time reports about radio frequency tracking chips or the implantable microchip as we continue to keep an eye on this. And the more we follow it, the more that we begin to see that the radio frequency chips and the implantable chip are working and functioning together more and more. And several months back, we told you about a company up in Maine by the name of Chipco that makes an embedded poker chip. Chipco president John Kendall says the casinos want to catch counterfeiters, and they also want to be able to track people who are, for instance, betting very low and then all of a sudden increasing their bets real high. They say they might be able to catch card counters this way. These RFID readers are going to help the casino identify big losers, which of course are their favorite customers. And then they can keep those folks around by giving them free meals and shows so that they'll stick around and keep gambling. And this kind of tracking is a perfect example of what critics like Harvard University graduate student Catherine Albrecht considers to be a dangerous invasion of privacy. Ms. Albrecht founded a group called Caspian, Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. She says, what's really changed now is the trend within the retail industry to link individuals to the purchases. Who exactly is buying what products? Every physical object manufactured on the planet is going to have its own unique number. Literally everything you purchase. If you provided your identity at the point of the sale, it would be linked to you in a database. Imagine, says Miss Albrecht, that an RFID tag is impressed into the sole of your shoe. Now you're walking around in an environment that's filled with reader devices that are picking up the unique number everywhere you go. This reader network that's being discussed would make it possible for your whereabouts, your comings and your goings to be logged in various computers. RFID chips are already implanted in cattle and pets to help track lost animals, and some human law enforcement officers, including all of the Mexican police now and the Attorney General there, as we reported last month, have implantable chips under their skin. This has prompted some observers to wonder what some rogue government would do with tracking devices if most of a population were embedded with microchips. And what about this nightmare scenario? A sophisticated thief strolling down a hotel hallway with an RFID scanner, getting a read on valuables inside your hotel room. Well, that's far-fetched, says the industry's Jack Grasso. The information on those tags, he said, is only meaningful to people who have access to very large and very secure and protected databases. Well, tell that to Josh McHugh, who removed the RFID tags from some products at a superstore in Germany and took them to some computer hackers that he knows. They took a scanner about the size of a matchbox, waved the chips across the scanner, and they told him exactly what he had bought. Josh McHugh said, that was a little bit weird for me. Now, Walmart stores and Albertson grocery store chains, some other big retailers, have given their suppliers a deadline, which is now just months away, by which time they have to be prepared with these radio frequency chips on all the product coming into the store. Now, unless lawmakers forbid it, RFID tracking of individual pairs of pants and tubes of toothpaste and more people than just police officers will not be far behind. The European Union is even looking into weaving RFID chips into cash currency. one of the last forms of human exchange not touched by technology's intrusive hand. We'll be back with more later. But now we do like to mix things up here with our independent artists. Here's a gospel group by the name of Three for One and a song called I Am Going.